on Sports Part 2, Courtney's Law of Entertainment. In the previous segment, we made a working definition of sport. In doing so, we now have explicit criteria by which activities can be elevated to that status, and much more importantly, criteria that grant us authority to revoke any activity's undue appointment. In this segment, I'll be talking about actual sports, the activities that passed the test. Unfortunately, when a mere activity graduates to sport, that doesn't automatically make it interesting. On average, the graduating class is actually less entertaining than the dropouts. That's why announcers, gambling, and cheerleader porn exist, to make an entertainment out of an otherwise dull affair. And you can always tell exactly how dull those affairs are by how inclined people are to bet on them. There's an inverse linear relationship, whereby the more prone someone is to wager on an activity, sport or otherwise, the less interesting the actual activity is. If you want evidence, just try to play blackjack by yourself for more than 1 minute, or poker. Don't compete against anybody. Don't have any money riding on an outcome. Just try to appreciate the activity in isolation for its own pleasure. It's impossible. If you disagree, you're either lying to yourself or you're brain damaged. These are the worst games ever invented and, predictably, the neediest of an ante. What do you think Las Vegas would look like if gambling didn't exist? Do you think anyone would ever play a single game of Texas Hold'em? No, of course not. Not unless the assisted living facilities simultaneously ran out of puzzles and checkers boards. Just losing half of the pieces wouldn't be enough. If it weren't for gambling, poker would be a game played exclusively by nearly dead people wearing diapers, and only if they had been denied checkers and puzzles and their TV stopped working and they couldn't remember the rules of solitaire because of their Alzheimer's and they couldn't sleep. For everyone else, the entire state of Nevada would just be a sad desert with some strip malls, a lot of hookers, and a little bit of Lake Tahoe. If one's entertainment needs to be subsidized by wagers, the underlying activity is a fucking bore, and the degree of boredom is directly proportional to the size of the wager. That is the exact definition of Courtney's Law of Entertainment, and it applies to all activities, most among them, sports. Consider professional football and collegiate basketball, sports that have gambling systems so intricate that people apply point spreads. This says a lot. The thrill of gambling is clearly being confused with the thrill of the sport itself. If all you removed was the point spread, attendance at the local sports bar would likely decrease a small amount. But if you were to remove all economic interests, I have a hunch there would be a growing line at the shuffle puck board.
CourtneyJensen.com